A brief one stint of life, then judgment, the only reason we're humans created? Is human brief face off with life in this world, then getting consigned to heaven or hell, the only reason, for the creation of inconceivably humongous universes? Is the conscious life on planet Earth the only infinitesimally small episode in the infiniteness of the entirety of the universe? Or a multitude of life episodes are at play everywhere in the universe?
2.
According to Hadith, there are 7 universes. Each one of these is like a wedding ring lying in the desert of the next one. Logic, rationality, and intellect, all put together, would not be able to fathom such an infinitesimally small interlude of life in the backdrop of only our inconceivably humongous universe, let alone the other 6. 1. There are several Quranic verses pointing to the brevity of temporal life, 10:45, 46:35, 79:46, 20-104, 30:55. Greater than reward and punishment of the purgatory grave. Taking cues from the most variegated scripture, the Holy Quran, and pondering upon this question, my intellection and cogitation, quay is an ishad, so to say, in defiance of this brevity asserts as follows. Quran mentions in one of the verses a phrase, tabkan and tabak, dash the surah 84:19 asserts, la tarkabuna tabakan han tabakin, you shall for sure ascend from stage to stage. The word tabak or tabka refers to a stage. Its plural is tabakat. The verb la tarkabuna la tarkabana is a variation of rukub, which means to mount or mount up. The verse purports to say that humans, from the inception to the end of life, will continue to mount up stage by stage or will pass through all the conditions, gradually and in stages referred to in the preceding verses, that is, periods of light and darkness and other phenomena. It seems to vindicate my defiant assertion. Scripture also asserts that there are 7 universes, 7 heavens, and 7 earths. According to some scholars, these are adorned with life, like our own too. Though no details about the kind of life available in text or literature. Other scholars have different views about life elsewhere, explained below, too.
2.
Another assertion is made by some scholars saying that all the celestial entities are the material for making the new earth come heaven, after the doomsday accountability is over. All these bodies, including our earth, will be destroyed, where all the righteous will live forever, enjoying godlike an eternity. I contend that the present stage of life, the one we are passing through, subject to all kinds of tests and trials, cannot be concluded after just one infinitesimally small interlude, by jumping to doomsday retribution culminating in an immortal afterlife, rendering all the experiences of countless generations useless, or unreplicable elsewhere. Experiences gained or lessons learned in this life will become useless in the heavens, for 2 reasons. 1. Reportedly, there will be no struggle, sorrow, grief, or misery. 2. No sinning will occur there, and every wish, howsoever outrageous or gruesome from a worldly perspective, will be fulfilled instantaneously. 3. Sinners dwelling in hell will endure punishment until expiation is achieved and eventually move to the heavens because the punishment in Islam is for the expiation of sins. Also, God's mercy encompasses everything. On this basis, even Satan claims eventual expiation. My mercy encompasses all things. Q. 7:156. It alludes to the assertion of soteriological doctrine on accounts that, unlike the promise of heaven, the damnation in hell is a warning. 3. Some contemporary scholars limit the fulfillment of desires within the realm of probability. Desires such as moving a sinner loved one of a pious from hell to heaven would not be acceded to. I am, therefore, constrained to think that man shall be given a successively sequential life traversing through all these universes and dimensions before reaching the final destination, an immortal afterlife. Another least probable situation could be, as some Sufi orders and Hindu mythology proclaim, the recycling, samsakara in Sanskrit, of the souls through reincarnation into different lives. This idea, however, may not be realizable due to a lack of logical and textual validation and the flimsy grounds on which it was constructed and promoted, explained below. The only strong plausibility, therefore, is the successively sequential life traversing through all the universes, using previous experiences while adding new ones until reaching the final destination of immortality. This phenomenon may also be necessary for the gradual acclimatization of man for the final destination, heavens. Should this happen to be the case, the afterlife will definitely be more desirable. The completion of this cycle, therefore, will not only justify the creation of all these universes, and our place in them is the crown of the creation, but also God's promise of much more. 4. Quran declares, we honored the son of Adam and, that, verily, we created man of the best stature, mold. Q. 1770 and 95-4. It will afford yet another chance to man amend his state of affairs from worse to good or otherwise, making it an itmam hujjah for God to refuse, at the time of retribution, the requests of the transgressors to send them back to earth to mend their states of affairs. It may also fulfill God's promise that the righteous be recompensed for their deeds and much more, for is there any reward for good other than good? Q. 5560, then Allah said, for those who have done good is the best and even more. 4. Q. 1026. 4. Maybe an allusion to successively sequential life traversing through universes. Believers will enjoy 7 lives, 70 wives and eternity. At another place in Quran, God alludes to a hint towards this possibility by declaring, could it not be that life on earth is factually an illusion? Also, upon transformation, death, we shall wake up in another realm. The life of this world is but a pastime in the game. Lo! The hereafter is the real life if they but knew. Q. 29:64. Until in the reality of aeternum existence, should not one wonder, why would God say that worldly life is an illusion? The day will come when this earth will be substituted, a new earth, and also the heavens, and everyone brought before God the One, the Supreme, 1448. The day when we will fold the heaven like the folding of a written sheet for the records. As we began the first creation, we will repeat it. That is, a promise binding upon us. Indeed, we will do it, Q. 21-104. And they esteem not Allah as he hath the right to be esteemed when the whole earth is his handful on the day of resurrection, and the heavens are rolled in his right hand, Q. 39:67. Disclaimer. It is merely an expression of my cogitative intellection. It is not a religious verdict of some sort. I also have no intention of foisting my views on anyone. Readers are free to comment, agree, like, reject, or criticize within the bounds of civility. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.